Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The problem? Expensive prescription drugs.
Oh, yeah?
Depending on your insurance, stuff you need to take can legitimately bankrupt.
Yeah, hundreds of dollars.
The solution? Definitely not this.
Okay.
But it was solution enough that people were using it.
So people were jumping on.
Yes, and that's become a problem because when it comes to medicine...
Dark pharma.
People, I mean, I know you're making a joke.
Dark kinda, pharma.
It kind of is.
Okay.
But when it comes to medicine, people tend to hear what they already want to believe.
Yeah.
But when you do that... It can make stuff super dangerous.
So what happened?
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch this classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story starts all the way back in 2024.
Oh.
Just west of us. Police were called to a home for a non-fatal prescription drug overdose.
Oh, my God.
And as they investigated, they realized that the pills this person took did not come from a pharmacy that they were familiar with. The person got their prescription meds that they overdosed on at MedZone Online. Nope, let me try this again. MedDZO. Nope. MedDZOnline.com.
So this wasn't like a neighbor or anything. They got it shipped to them.
They went online and ordered.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So authorities began an investigation. And after months of work, they arrested three men from Alabama, Missouri, and Georgia.
Three great states.
For running an international counterfeit prescription drug trafficking ring.
So what were they taking?
All right, so you ready for this?
Yeah.
Yes. All right, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Authorities say the men were buying bulk shipments of counterfeit prescription drugs like Percocet, Adderall, and oxycodone.
So they were actual drugs.
Counterfeit.
But they are, but they will.
Yeah, like does it do anything
something,
to
it's
you?
It's not a salt pill.
It depends.
Okay.
All right. So by the way, it was amongst other things too. And these were serious things that, one more time, knock off meds. Knock off. They would have them shipped from overseas. They would then reship them across the country to different distributors. Now, it doesn't...
Yeah, what an operation.
But here's the thing, Tommy. They weren't selling them on the street. These men, according to authorities, operated multiple websites, including PharmacyStoreOnline.com, MedsHealthOnline.com, PharmacyHubOnline.com, PharmacyMedsOnline.com. By the way, feds are saying if you bought meds from any of these sites, do not take any more of them and contact authorities immediately.
Okay.
So when you ask... You know, were these real drugs?
Well, yeah, the guy overdosed, so there's something.
Yeah.
Is it going to give you a wallop?
You got it, but the problem with stuff like this is there is absolutely no oversight where these pills
are being
made.
You don't know what you're putting in your body.
Exactly. Or even if it has...
The right one.
Yeah. Or
man, my sister would have been their best customer, bro.
And she's not alone.
Cheap pills? She was in.
So, phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I know the first thought is... Folks knew that these websites were not legit, and they were just trying to buy prescription meds for fun. And that is the case for some people.
Yeah.
That does happen. But it does seem, based on investigations, that other people believe these sites, just based on the name, were legit and were buying medication they needed for their actual health.
And they were trying to
run it cheap.
Save some money at least.
Yes.
Or that's what they could afford.
They thought they were getting a deal, and that's where they got their medicine.
Yeah.
When I say pharmacystoreonline.com, medshealthonline.com, pharmacyhubonline.com.
They sound legit.
Okay, right? Like, these wouldn't raise a red flag for you if somebody handed you a website.
Good name.
Especially if I'm broke. Like you know, when you get a shot or a pill or something, and they show you, like, the legit and what you owe.
You got it.
It'll be, like, $300, but you owe 70 cents.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
If you ain't got insurance, that shot's $300.
And here's the thing, man. It also depends on what kind of insurance you have, because there are people listening right now whose insurance through work is awful. It is awful.
Yeah. It's almost like a 10% off coupon.
You got it. Yeah, that $300 shot instead of being 70 cents is $125.
So if you tell me there's a cheap shot out there and I need it, I'm going, and it says, sounds legit, because I'm thinking there's no way they could ship things that are illegal.
Something like that. And yeah, you're right, through the mail.
Right.
I would also think, well, I'm getting some. It's not like I wouldn't think it's a scam, because if it was a scam, they just wouldn't, they'd steal my information and not send me anything, right? But they were shipping stuff to me, so I would think, well, yeah, they wouldn't be able to ship this if it wasn't legit.
And that's what creates this weird dilemma, right? If I'm someone in this situation, do I potentially pay a lot of money for medications that I know are coming from a reputable place, or do I save a ton of money on meds I need from a place that may look shady, but is more affordable?
Yeah, but if it's the difference between keeping the lights on, I'm taking Dark Pharma.
Well, that's
it's
just
also
it.
A product that I have no idea what it's supposed to cost, right? Because the cost varies no matter what your situation is. So if it seems like too cheap to be real, I guess I would just think, oh, well, something must be covering the cost. You know what I mean? I wouldn't know, I guess. The red flag wouldn't be there for me.
And there are also legitimate programs that offer discount prescription drugs that make this even more muddier. Like, there are cards you can apply for or go out and get, where if you present it to a pharmacy, it saves you a whole bunch of money.
There's commercials about it.
You got it. Like, those are good. But the fact that exists, I would imagine, would also lead people to believe.
Oh, just automatically apply.
Exactly. Yeah. Right? It's this whole giant confusing system that no one really truly understands unless you work in it. And even people that work in it that I know don't fully understand it. And it leads to this issue.
Yeah.
You know, you're awfully nonchalant about this. For a guy who's going to need it soon.
I know a lot of pill poppers.
Yeah, and it did.
I mean, I've had a lot of pill poppers in my family, side family.
And it never worked out well.
Some of them, you know.
You've also seen somebody,
somebody
buy and sell these things at a garage sale, right?
So, yeah, Dirty Frank, the old man, extended family, sold his Viagra at a
and somebody bought it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Guy bought the whole jar.
And a jar of Viagra.
He was going to the VA and getting them, and every time he would go there, you know, the old guy, hey, give me some more of them blue pills, man. They load you up with the blue pills.
252 WCMF. A federal investigation after a non-fatal prescription drug overdose just west of us led to the arrest of three men in Alabama, Missouri, and Georgia that were running an international counterfeit prescription drug trafficking ring. They were buying these prescription drugs in bulk shipments, things like Percocet, Adderall, oxycodone, amongst other things. They were selling them online, pharmacies under the name of pharmacystoreonline.com, medshealthonline.com, pharmacyhubonline.com, pharmacymedsonline.com, but these were not real drugs. Some people knew that they were counterfeit and knock off. Some people didn't. And again, if you have bought drugs from these websites, authorities are saying stop taking them. Contact the authorities right now. And here's the other thing about how confusing this gets. Now, keep in mind, my wife works in medicine.
Yeah.
So I probably should know this. Are there legitimate online pharmacies? Are there places that can send my meds to me through
the mail? I think I've seen them on TV.
You
think or you know?
Well, that might be for pets.
I've seen it for pets. Yeah.
Yeah, you get your dog.
Like, I'm not talking about, like, the pharmacy drives it to my house from the local pharmacy.
No, I think it's
through the mail.
Well, you probably can.
I think you can. You do it, like, through Amazon? I don't know if you count that as an online pharmacy, but I think you can get prescriptions through Amazon.
Think of people that live, like, out in rural areas that don't have access. They have to have it.
Well, it's becoming a bigger problem now because, you know, country hospitals are now struggling to meet budgets, and they have pharmacies in there.
Back, bro.
So here's the thing.
What's that?
The issue of the online pharmacy may stem from something that happened in the beginning of the internet, because all of a sudden, every kind of business popped up that wanted to send everything to your house. Amazon had books.
Yeah.
There was a pet store with a puppet sock dog.
Mm-hmm.
And this site called drugstore.com showed up. This is a true story. It was the first of its kind, big-time, legitimate online pharmacy. The problem, however, it led to people believing that any pharmacy you used online was legit, and that's where the counterfeiting began. Which, so I would understand why the government would step in and say, we can't do this anymore because there's no way to regulate or help people understand.
Well, there is. Right. You just got to be more buttoned up about it.
How do you
regulate
the...
But it would be more on you than... I mean, you just have to trust that people know where to go for it.
That's just it. Like, how do you regulate the entire internet? Bro, they shut down that massive streaming service last week. We talked about it, right?
Yeah.
In 12 hours, it was back up again.
Stuff just keeps popping up in its place.
You can't stop it. Right. And, like, these guys here, if the allegations are true, they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 knockoff meds websites that we know about.
They must have been making a fortune.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
What a gig. I mean, terrible. Terrible.
Is that really your take?
Bad, right?
Yeah, without question.
People
bad.
Suffering, but
massive suffering.
That's the worst. The worst. Oh no, I agree.
Stop doing the money sign. For God's sakes!
I know it's terrible.
Would you? Would your doctor be able to figure out that you're not getting it from a legitimate?
You probably ain't going to a doctor.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
you're not going.
Oh, like I thought these were people that were prescribed something that were just seeking a more, cheaper way of getting it.
Well, okay, so they'll ask for your pharmacy to send the script, but that's another good question. I don't know if like someone can be handed their script.
Because I would assume like if I'm ordering a medication online, like it would ask for a prescription.
Okay, but let's go further there. Let's say they did send the script to like let's say you know my pharmacy is Calkins Road.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I know that it's going to cost me with my insurance $300 here, or I can just pay out of pocket $25 on this website. I'm not even going to use the prescription. Right. I'm just going to go that way.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I know that you think that most of these people are abusing prescription drugs.
I just think they're poor. And I think some people were looking for legitimate medicine but can't afford it. And, yeah, you've probably got some junkies in there, too, that are just getting their fix right to the door, and they don't even have to go out on the street.
You know what? I mean, there is a solution.
They really helped everybody.
There is a solution to this whole thing, and it lives outside the internet. It's just simple, affordable medicine.
Yeah.
Right? But this system is now so complicated, and there are so many people making money off of it now, right? Like, it seems like it's a web that is untangleable.
Yeah, there's too much money in it.
That's what I mean, right? Like, I mean, that's a whole other four-hour discussion to have. But, I mean, it is terrifying, right? One, that there are people who need things to live and that they can't afford. Two, that it's easy to get confused online when you're trying to figure out what is reputable and what is not.
I know.
And three, that three men like this in three separate states that aren't like...
Dumb states.
Yeah, and they're not like drug kingpins.
No.
We're able to run, according to police, this massive international prescription counterfeit
drug.
They're
just distributors.
Exactly. Yeah. Right? They just ordered this stuff online. It's like me and a patch jacket, but with oxycodone that will kill you.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later.
Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Feels like the story got in a time machine from like 30 years ago.
Oh.
And the ages here are going to make you feel really old. Because there's always been a generation gap that could lead to a disagreement about this specific type of music. Right, Kimmy, when we were
number
kids.
Number one argument between grown men and teenagers.
100%. They're not even singing, they're just talking. But now, that disagreement may not be the disagreement you think.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A very scary story that happened just south of us.
What happened?
Tommy, it involved two men and an argument. And the argument, we will discuss more in just a second. But it got so heated, Tommy, that the argument led to a shooting.
Shooting?
Police say a 49-year-old man fired a handgun at a 32-year-old man he was having the argument with and hit him in the leg.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if I'm they're face-to-face having an argument.
Having an argument. Close,
yeah. This guy pulls out a piece.
Bang.
All right.
In the leg, according to police.
My leg.
So the victim was treated at the hospital. Sounds like he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
The alleged 49-year-old shooter arrested by state troopers, and it sounds like he's locked up pending his court date.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Charged with a whole bunch of stuff. And we know exactly what, according to the police, started this argument that led to the shooting. Quote, the two men were arguing about rap music.
Okay, but why? Like,
we don't know.
Why rap music?
That's all we have.
Okay.
We don't know if they were arguing about different styles of rap music. Because 49 could still be somebody that grew up with rap, right?
Oh, yeah. You did.
Well, let's walk through this. In 1998, a 49-year-old man would have been... That would have been coming of age, right? Like 95, 98, and there had plenty of rap music going on there.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what that argument could have been. Like, if this was a 49-year-old man in 1995, 1998 that was arguing with a younger guy, I would have been confident the argument was shut off.
Turn down your music.
Thank you. Yeah. And then bang.
Yeah.
But, like, he was in his 20s when Eminem and Dr. Dre and Snoop were dominating the radio, right? Like,
you have to be familiar. Yeah.
It couldn't have been about that. Were they arguing about actual rap music?
Like, you don't know rap.
Could be.
Old school rap.
Maybe. Yeah.
Like new
the
school
stuff
rap.
These days is trash, you know?
What do you know?
No,
I love how you try to talk like you think guys that listen to rap talk like. You don't know rap.
You don't know rap.
Old school rap.
Old school.
New school rap. You don't know rap. I know rap.
You got soft rap.
It's all monotone rap. Say rap like this for some reason. Rap.
Because I think no matter what genre of music you love or listen to as a kid, you're going to say the stuff now sucks.
Well, I mean, it does.
If it still falls in that same category.
I've now reached that point in my life, and I'm very upset about myself, but it's a fact. It's a fact. Like, I mean, yeah, could it be one's a Tupac guy, the other loves Biggie, and, like, history repeated itself?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you guys know anyone that is so passionate about a band or a genre of music that it could lead to legitimate violence?
No.
Okay. Did someone, like, Bogart a stereo and that led to the fight? Like, dead ass serious. Like, was the 49-year-old ready for some gangstar and the 32-year-old wanted Kendrick Lamar and then here comes the gun and somebody got shot in the leg?
But she pulled a gun out, man.
I have seen who's in charge of the aux cord lead to legitimate physical fights. That could be it. It's my turn to play a song.
All right.
No?
You think, like, that heated, though?
I was in a car with two other comics. And the way, you know, when you're on the road traveling with somebody, Tommy, hours at a time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you would come up with your own system of who got to control the radio or the music. Some guys, it was like, my car, I pick. Other guys, it was like every other album, whatever. So this guy puts on an album, and the album sucked. I forget what it was. And the driver's like, take this off. I said, no, it's my turn. Take it off. Pops it out, chucks the CD out the window.
Oh, my God.
On some highway in Ohio. Oh, and they go, pull over. Pull over your car right now. Pull over your car and I'm going to kick your ass. I almost watched two men come to blows on the side of an Ohio highway. Well,
that would do it.
But there was no gun involved.
Yeah, thank God.
Huh?
They were too broke to buy a gun.
Yeah, no, you're not kidding. I don't know. Like, the other thing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, you could have just had, like, your point. You have your guy. And this guy's bad mouthing your guy.
Okay.
And you get pissed. And, you know, the name calling just kind of escalates.
All right. So I know there is an age now, 252 WCMF, as we talk about these two men, 149, 132. The 49-year-old allegedly fires a handgun hitting the 32-year-old after an argument they had about rap music. That's all we know. What is the age cutoff now where you assume that man
does not like rap?
Hates all rap. Just, don't care what it is. I hate it.
Or is it going to make the argument, that's not music?
Exactly. Because I think it's you.
Yeah, but I have some rap music on my phone.
Oh, yeah, do you?
But, well, because
you
got
me that
they,
guy? You got, yeah,
because they yeah. pair up with, you know, a lot of jazz music.
Yeah. Like,
and I there's some rap music I like.
You do not like any rap music.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
And I like Ice-T and I like Carshield.
Okay.
Oh, that could have been it. Ice-T's lame because he's doing commercials.
I would argue.
He went commercial.
Yeah, I would argue.
That could have been an argument.
You can't do Cop Killer and then play cop for 30 years. I mean, it just doesn't go side by side.
Yeah, but they'll take care of your car. They even fix a transmission and gave my wife a hysterectomy.
What rappers do you have on your phone right now? I like rap. Name one rapper you have on your phone.
Oh, that Shaboozy's coming up.
Shut up! Shaboozy's coming up.
He's Nigerian.
Okay, yeah.
That's straight up rap town.
Kimmy, what is...
country?
Well, he actually did start. Okay. Well, that's
yeah, he's from Nigeria.
But that's
and
the
he
other.
Started out as a rapper.
Oh, my Anyways. God.
Parents that's came the... over here. They had it tough.
That's the other thing that makes this so complicated.
What's that?
Well, rap music has been around for so long now. There are so many different types. Even folks that love it together are going to have disagreements about, like, if we talk hip hop stars that have transitioned.
Yeah, one side or the other. Yeah.
Well, Kimmy, just hip hop stars that have transitioned into country, just that genre.
Mm-hmm.
Post Malone, Jelly Roll, Nelly, Lil Nas X, Snoop, Shaboozy, Kid Rock, just off the top of the head, right? Like, those are all people that started in rap that have now done country. And that's just one genre. Like, if you like rock, there are rappers that have transitioned over to what you like. If you're into pop music, every day there's another rapper that's transitioned into pop music, right? So much so that it's hard to tell who's what anymore.
Okay.
I don't even know who I'm supposed to hate,
but
Tommy.
That's good. It's very homogenized. It's good music.
Sure. No, I don't disagree with any of that. It's just funny. I'm trying to figure out where guys your age now start to yell about.
Guys my age hate everything.
Okay.
That they're not familiar with.
But there are guys your age that are also into old school rap, because that would have been Ice-T, Run DMC, KRS-One, guys like that.
Yeah. You know. But I don't know if they still like that music. I mean, they may have liked it when they were a kid. They didn't stick with it.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah, but I think even if you don't still listen to it, if you liked it as a kid, you can appreciate it. You know, like, I don't think you're going to go fully opposite. Like, that was never music, you know.
The greatest thing about being my age is we don't appreciate anything.
No,
at all.
I would disagree. I would say, like, if there was something you loved as a kid, that will be the greatest forever and ever.
But even you can't get it. You can't find it anywhere.
Well, yeah, you don't know rap. Like, you know, nobody raps like Kool Moe Dee.
Yeah, they ran those guys out. Those guys couldn't get a break.
So you're telling me you could go to a party with modern rap on a stereo the entire time and not get frustrated?
If it's got a beat to it or a groove to it, I like it.
Oh, my
I do.
God.
This is a really groovy rap song.
It's got a groove to it, guys.
If it's got a beat to it, if it's got some bass, I like
it. It's got a beat and a groove.
Yeah, if it's got a little bit of a jazz groove to it, yeah.
We're not thinking of the most bass argument over this music.
What's that?
It's too loud.
Okay.
Well, I can't do loud.
Would it simply be like your rap music is too loud?
Well, all music's too loud. I don't care what you're playing. Turn it down. Because it kills my hearing aids.
So it's time to turn
it. Because even if that person likes the music, they may be just simply annoyed that you're playing it too loud.
So I'm ashamed to admit this. Uh-huh. I'm starting to turn into that guy.
Well, you better protect your hearing, bro.
Well, no, that's my argument.
Like,
right?
You out have and to. About? Or
it's been a fight with my wife and I now.
She likes the loud music?
Well, yeah. So I got my new Honda Pilot.
Yeah.
And it's got a dynamite stereo.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Too dynamite, if you ask me. So, like, she, for some reason, it used to be whoever drives picks the music. Yeah. And my wife has just abandoned that idea, and she'll just start putting on whatever she wants while I'm driving, right? And she will just, like, crank it up. And, like, I'll...
Turn down that bass.
Okay. Yes! Turn down the bass. Nobody
my
needs this much...
My body is vibrating.
Nobody needs this much bass. My fillings hurt, for God's sakes. But, like, when we pull into my driveway, I will turn the radio down because I don't want to disturb my neighbors, right? Yeah. And she gets, like... mad, like legitimately mad at me because, like, I turned down the music with all the bass that she's listening to, and I, like, have to sound like my grandfather. My bass is too loud.
When do you think you made that transition into old manhood?
It's been about 2 years now. Like, I fought it. I felt it two years ago. I fought it.
So you didn't even hit 40 before that kicked in.
No, I think it's this job having the headphones on.
It kills your ears, man.
Right?
You will have ringing in your ears for the rest of your life.
Like the other night.
It sucks.
Like last weekend, I went out with my wife and, like, you know, we were driving home late. And she had the music. Yeah. And when I got into bed, I could still feel like the wah, wah, wah.
Here's the worst thing about if you're hard of hearing and your partner does not, they don't get it. Because they can't wrap their head around it. Mm-hmm. Well, of course you can hear me. I'm talking to you. Like, no, I cannot hear you. I'm going to have to walk into the room and listen to you.
Oh, this sounds like a guy who's really into rap music right here. Yeah.
I like the quiet rap.
So can
that was a great radio station. Quiet rap. tonight on The Quiet Store.
Well, it's Mos Def. Look, here's what's bothering me about you right now. As we talk again about this story just south of us, 49-year-old man gets in an argument with a 32-year-old man about rap music. That's all we know. The 49-year-old shot the 32-year-old in the leg. 32-year-old's going to be okay, but the 49-year-old in serious trouble, or serious trouble situation. Okay. You're worse than the guy that yells, turn it down.
No, am I.
It's okay to not like rap.
It's not okay for me to. You don't like the fact that I like rap.
You
because
don't.
I'm invading your little space over here.
And it's not even my
Tommy
space to invade.
Tommy showed up and he likes rap music. So no, get out of here, old man.
Here's what makes him worse.
What?
He's,
why?
He's,
y'all hate old people.
He's the panderer. Like, you can just let it be. You don't have to comment anything.
Why can't I say I like it?
No, but like, you're going to go over to like Steer and be like, yeah.
You're saying
You're saying he's forcing himself?
I'm pandering.
Yes, he wants everyone in the room to know.
Like okay,
he's
right,
hip and cool. Yeah, no. Yeah. Tell me, please like me. Yeah, Vanilla Ice, he was a good one too, huh? Remember that? Yeah, he was coming to town. You guys going to Vanilla Ice show?
Yeah,
pretty cool, huh? Wow.
Got a group to
Sweet, build. all right. That's you. That is absolutely you. You're like my wife in jazz.
Get at it.
Pandering.
Your wife always talks to me about jazz music.
Again, she just wants to seem cool, just like you want to seem cool now with the rap music. And it's fine. You don't have to like it as long as you're not like, turn it down.
I like Shaboozy.
Okay. No, that's barely rap.
Well, it's country.
Yeah.
But it's got a good groove to it.
It does. Yeah. Shut up.
But
with
at least
the good
he's
groove.
Not. At least he's not looking up fun facts to tell you about the rap music. They sampled this from so and so.
He absolutely does that. He 100% does that. If I had play a song, he did it at a party we had at our house a couple years ago. You were at because there was a song that came on that had a sample of Lee Dan. He's like, hey, Lee Dan, I remember this dude.
Got a good groove to it.
Your husband was standing right there. And he's like, yeah, I just know the song. It's a rap song. yeah. All right.
Why does this give me suspense?
No, I just know the song from the rap song. What do you say? You didn't know what
you're married
to.
Oh, jeez.
I love you. Always say
now
he's a walrus. You always do that impression of her husband. Shut up.
You did it first.
You did do it first.
But don't drag me into your argument.
I'm arguing with you. Let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different.
Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We were saying it was nothing but festivals all week.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bill's game down on East Ave. Kimmy was out there, said it was a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Flower City Comic Con at TSC and Gates. We talked about a Purple Foot Festival, the wine thing, out there in Parenton. And
what else?
Throw on top of that this weekend, the Hard Cider Festival.
Hard Cider.
It happened at Radio Social in the city. Over 15 craft cideries were on display sampling their products.
Cideries?
That's right. No, not cideries. Hard cider.
Hard cider.
Hard cideries. Now, Kimmy, correct me if I'm wrong. Did your husband bartend at a cidery?
He did. Okay. He bartended at two different ones, actually.
Your husband bartended at two separate exclusively?
Yes, he did. He kind of became kind of a hard cider expert for a period of time.
Hmm.
Okay.
All right.
I was surprised
that
in the city of Rochester there were two competing cideries.
I think in our area it makes sense. I mean, in this region, it makes sense that we have a lot of hard cideries.
We got a lot of apples.
Yeah.
All right. So I had said a second ago, now, Kim, you didn't go to the Hard Cider Festival.
I did not.
Despite your cider background. 15 hard cideries.
Yeah.
And they're all from around here?
That's the impression I got.
That makes sense. Because if you go out a little ways, too, there are a bunch.
All right. But, like, here's the thing. Seems like too many cideries.
Yeah, because it all kind of doesn't it all kind of taste the same?
I did not know this, but I think cideries draw a big gluten-free crowd, if I'm not mistaken.
Those people are always a blast.
Well, it's not their fault.
Yeah.
Bring on the gluten-free.
Hey, nobody wants to have celiac disease.
I don't even know what that is. That trots?
That's why you, it can lead to a whole bunch of terrible stuff.
The squirts?
Yeah.
The terrible squirts?
The terrible squirts. One of the worst offensive lines the Pittsburgh Steelers ever had.
Don't get near them.
Thank God the pants weren't white. It was good.
So what are they? So I is it fermented? Like they just let it sit and it turns to booze, or do they put like booze in it?
I think it's like fermented.
It just sits.
I think, unless I'm wrong, Kimmy.
And it's like wine.
Yeah, because like cider itself, if you leave it long enough, will become alcoholic.
Oh, okay.
Won't it?
I don't know.
I have no
You're idea. The cider expert.
I'm not the cider expert.
You just
expert.
Said my husband.
You laid down with a ciderman.
Laid down with a ciderman.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Can you Google it?
What did you want to know? Does it become?
What's the process? Do they put booze in it, or does it naturally ferment into booze, like wine?
Yeah, because like any of those, you know, fruits.
You had to wait a while. With that.
Yeah. So
it's like beer, you idiot. Nobody, it's not that they're gonna stop making beer because it takes a while.
No, but it'd be quicker if you could just put like a shot of vodka in it. Let's get to it.
That's called vodka.
No, vodka apple.
Okay, that's called a vodka apple.
A vackle.
A vodka cider. Oh.
No, it's called a vackle.
Would the vodka float on top? Like, what's the consistency there?
I don't know. What's heavier?
Well, no, that's what I'm asking. Because you can't just
apple got to be heavier. Got the pulp.
What are you talking about?
The apple's got stuff.
There's no
to
cider
it.
With pulp in it.
Yeah. Well, it's got like it's got no like a pectin. Hard, got hard, pectin.
A hard cider almost looks like champagne. Like it's bubbly.
Oh, yeah, idiot.
That's no that what? All right, so it becomes alcohol on its own.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's my question.
What's that?
How much different can the 15 local hard cideries that were there taste from one another while they're sitting?
I'm thinking it all tastes the same. Because, I mean...
No.
I mean, I get with wine because you have dark grapes and you have white grapes.
Yeah. But all those wines taste very different.
Every time I eat an apple, basically it tastes like
that,
an apple.
You know that's not true coming out of your mouth. You are such an apple snob. I didn't know you could be an apple snob until I met you.
Well, I like those honey.
Not only are you picky about the type of apples, but you refuse to eat them out of season.
Yeah. Everything she's saying is true.
That is true.
Everything she's saying is true, and things that he has said in this room
yes.
to nobody.
I've never had hard cider, have you?
No, I haven't.
I have, obviously.
Of course you are. You're the cider queen.
No, I love how now she's a cider queen again. We got questions.
Well, because she's with the cider.
I don't know how it was made, but I can tell you that they all taste very different. Because it's based on the apples they use for the ciders.
Okay, but let's talk.
And some of them are sweet. Some of them are super dry, kind of like wine.
Okay, but let's talk about that. And the phone number is 252-WCMF if you know better than we do, which if you're listening and hear us talking, it's probably everybody. Right? Like, you know, different apple farms will grow a variety of different apples.
Okay.
Therefore, like, my argument is you need three cideries to make all different kinds, and you got enough cider for every. Like, we've got enough cider that everyone's going to enjoy with, like, three cideries. How? I'm amazed that 15 local cideries can stay in business.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because it's not like a ton of people drink hard cider.
I don't know anybody that drinks it on like that's their drink.
Well, you don't know anybody, though.
True.
And it's a relatively new thing, and you haven't gone to bars in a long time.
Cider ain't a new thing. Hard cider's been around for 100 years.
When it... But it's been way longer than 100 year.
100 year, hard cider.
No, I'm saying like it hasn't shown up in like bars and in grocery stores as like a trendy thing.
Like a go-to?
It's like within the last 2 or 3 years, Kimmy.
No, there are some big ones that have been around. Like that 1911 one down the thruway.
Yeah, the one we talked about with the apple farm.
Yeah. That's been a big one for a little while now.
Dickens.
Are they still in business?
Yeah.
Wow.
How does that? Have you had Dickens?
They were number one for the longest time.
I can't tell if you're making a joke.
No,
Dickens. Have you had Dickens?
I have not.
Oh, all right.
Delicious.
Well, no, I'm just wondering because your husband was a cider.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think so.
Mm. Okay. 252.
Check it out.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. God, this is what happens when we work with people that are too young to get awesome jokes that aren't funny anymore.
Where's BJ Shea when you need him and the bull?
He might be available.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Right, yeah.
252-WCMF, we're talking about the Hard Cider Festival that happened over the weekend at Radio Social. 15 different cideries. Now we got cideries writing us.
Okay.
The Buried Barrel writes us on Instagram. Come on out to our cidery. We'll show y'all. They're all so different. That is something exactly what a cidery would say.
Come on out.
Nice.
Go to the cider.
Nice try, cidery. No, but like, okay.
I mean, you could make the same argument for beer.
But let's talk about beer.
You know what I mean? Like in breweries that pop up, but they all taste wildly different from each other.
But let's talk about like standard beer, right? Like, you know, Blue, Budweiser, Jenny, everyone has their preferences, right? And I get that there are itty bitty little things. But in the reality, in the grand scheme of things, if you take your standard regular beer, they all pretty much
a lager.
Can be exchanged for one another, right? Like, unless you have a really specific reason why you like one, you can drink another if that's all you have there.
True.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Am I off here?
But maybe it's about the ambiance of some people. They just have one place that they prefer over the other. I don't know. It's like their go-to spot.
James figured it out.
Oh, what's that?
He writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, I'm going to read it the way I think he wrote it.
All right.
Cider is unique because it can be brewed like a beer or fermented like a wine, which gives it a wider variety of flavors that it can take on.
See, that guy's never been to Dickens because that was like a working man's cider.
I can't believe you've never had Dickens.
I have not.
You and the old man should go.
Yeah.
But you have to bring your old man. It's the only way it works.
Yeah. Without your husband being there, Dickens doesn't.
It doesn't happen.
Have you not gotten it yet?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. We're not going to commercial.
Oh, I get it. I just said it out loud in my head.
You don't
but
say.
But I'm not giving you this joke. It sucks.
It did.
Why you got to be mean? You know we don't have.
You keep trying to make it happen.
No, we're going to make it happen. No, look, we don't ask for much in this room.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of things that make us happy. A Bills win and punchlines. Yeah. And you couldn't even give us a damn punchline.
There are still some people that are very confused.
Dickens!
I get it.
Let's take a break.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.